Are your communities intentional? Intentional community creation isn't something we're usually taught, and for most people, it doesn't feel natural. Most adults have a hodgepodge of friendships that developed organically through work, school, neighborhood, and other social groups. Perhaps you have a few friends left from high school, a couple pals who lived in your college dorm, the girl you worked with at the teriyaki shack, and let's not forget the guy you shared a cell with after a particularly boisterous night on the town. Now that you've grown up and you have a clearer sense of the extraordinary life you desire, the community you surround yourself with can be a tremendous asset, and it's worthwhile to think about what kind of community you'd curate for the greatest benefit to all involved. We're not advising you to dump your old friends, but the community you developed by circumstance may not necessarily be willing to engage in the quality of support, respect, and growth that would best serve the emerging you. Imagine if your community were not only generous, kind, playful, and fun, but also included people who accept responsibility for their circumstances and feelings, who are honest, who take good care of themselves, who embrace and share their gifts, who enjoy helping, healing, and beautifying the world around them, who are able to have conversations of intellectual and spiritual depth, who keep their agreements, who pursue their dreams, who prioritize healthy structure, sweetness, and space in their lives. Just consider how it might affect your life to be surrounded by individuals who are committed to the kinds of virtues you want to cultivate in yourself. Such saintly types might seem hard to come by, but we manage to find them wherever we go. These kinds of qualities naturally come up when you start letting your soul guide your life. In the print version of this book, there's now a very scientific-looking diagram. Essentially, it's a double-ended arrow, and at one end of this spectrum is a frowning face with the caption, "This sucks, life isn't fair." And at the other end of the spectrum is a smiley face with the caption, "Life is my playground, I choose my perspective." Human perspective ranges somewhere between the frowning end of the spectrum, where our authentic self, the higher self, our God nature, that part of us that yearns to evolve and awaken, is totally eclipsed by negative thoughts and toxic emotions. And the smiling end of the spectrum, where we're completely awake to this authentic self, and we essentially let it run the show. Everyone varies a bit from day to day, of course, but we're suggesting that you may wish to deliberately invite into your community more folks who seem to be living toward the "life is my playground" end of the spectrum, and further, to endeavor to be that person in your community. Consider what qualities are important to you. What other qualities would you choose if you were able to build your community consciously? While your natural inclination might be to seek out others who are as much like you as possible, your community may be richer, stronger, and more interesting if you incorporate diversity. Diversity can be a double-edged sword, actually. When there's a variance in people's basic values, especially in a population that's fearful and intolerant, diversity can push people apart. But when a community is composed of individuals with diverse roots, traditions, skills, and skin colors, yet similar values and vision, such diversity promotes evolution. Open-minded people, when challenged to connect with those who are different from them, end up discovering what's the same. And this sameness, well, it's the sweetness we've been talking about. So make space to hold others' differences without fear or judgment, and watch what happens. John McKnight, author of The Abundant Community, shares this wisdom on community building. One way of thinking about how communities get built is by seeing that the principal resource people have for the task is their gifts, skills, talents, and capacities. Building strong neighborhoods becomes a matter of everybody contributing as many of their gifts as they can to each other and to the whole. In the coming chapters, you'll identify these resources as you discover your gifts and values. Then you'll take a big step toward becoming a contributing member of your community by identifying your life purpose.